Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament uses two words for temple, hieron and naos. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words makes the following observations on those two words. Hieron signifies the entire building with its precincts, or some part thereof, as distinct from naos, the inner sanctuary. Among the Jews, the sanctuary in the temple was the place that only the priest could lawfully enter. Volume 3, page 115. Paul uses the Greek naos, the inner sanctuary, when he speaks of the church as the temple of God in the New Covenant. If any man defile the temple of God, him will God destroy, for the temple is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Today's brief discussion will center on the theme, God's holy temple. Did you know there are people who deny that Christians must be holy? Their argument is, if we must be holy, we are not saved by grace alone. No, I did not invent that position. Dr. Ron Rhodes is president of an organization called Reasoning from the Scriptures. In 2001, he wrote a book with the title, The Challenge of the Cults and New Religions. Following are his exact words. The view that one must maintain holiness to sustain one's salvation goes against God's gospel of grace as clearly delineated in Scripture. For example, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, pages 274 and 275. In other words, since we are saved by grace alone, we do not have to maintain holiness. He says a life of holiness is important, but it follows salvation. It does not cause it. Page 275. There is one thing for sure. If Christians do not maintain holiness, they are not going to heaven. The author of Hebrews affirmed, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Hebrews 12:14. If we are not holy, there is no way we can be saved. The word holy, as you know from your study of the Scriptures, is a major theme in the Old Testament and in the New. The book of Leviticus uses some form of the word holy dozens of times. Most of us are familiar with these words from Leviticus. "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy. For I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. For I am the Lord who brings you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Leviticus 11, 44 and 45. One of the reasons we know these words so well is because the Apostle Peter quotes part of the passage in his first epistle. "But as he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation or manner of life, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. You probably noticed in my reading from Leviticus that Moses used the word sanctify. The words holy and sanctify come from the same Hebrew word. The same is true of the Greek words translated holy and sanctify. Some form of the word translated holy appears almost 300 times in the New Testament, and that includes the use of the word holy in reference to the Holy Spirit. Incidentally, our word saint comes from the same root word translated holy. Paul thanked God that the Roman Christians had been made free from their alien sins when they obeyed the Lord in baptism. Romans 6, 3-5, 17 and 18. He added, "But now being made free from sin and become the servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." Romans 7, 22. The word holy means to be set apart. Paul admonished the Corinthians, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." 2 Corinthians 6:17. God demands that Christians perfect holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Thank you, and may God bless you.